Blog Talk Radio.
My. Here we are on a Saturday afternoon. And guess what? I ain't going to read from no magazines. That apparently has got old, so we're going to take a little switcheroony, a little change of pace into things. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on, and the things that have happened recently have been ruled by the Supreme Court on the constitutionality question of the issue at hand. I did a show on that, and they did a bunch of really interesting things. One of which was freedom of speech, and by that I mean the freedom to of a person that has a business to I guess in a way it would be what they said was, and it's a Colorado issuer, a web designer out there, that where the state can't compel them to do, say, et cetera, things that go against their basic belief. That doesn't sound big, but discrimination by these, quote, groups against people that make cakes, people that design websites, whatever. And they're using a public accommodations law where several places have adopted that. And in that public accommodations law was overruled. In short, a person who has a retail outlet of or whatever of any sort has the right to refuse service. Same old thing has been going on for forever. Now, they blocked the Biden student loan forgiveness, and now he's trying to go ring around to Rosie again. EPA got out of hand, so they overruled them. Now, I'm not going to hit the high spots just yet, but the Indian Child Welfare Act has been upheld, meaning that these kids that would be adopted normally have to be considered first within their Indian heritage or racial background to be adopted. That's first, okay? Now, the other fun and games deals with affirmative action. It was ruled racist, which it is. Recently, they had an overturning where the court ruled that the federal government could not arbitrarily, anytime it felt like it, individuals such as, you know, Facebook and people like that to comply with whatever they decided they wanted to do. In short, it was a situation where the federal government doesn't have the right to censor free speech. Oh, that it hit a roadblock, a big one. Interesting part about it is that Okay. Interesting part about that was that they're now trying to get around that as well. Now, I don't know what Biden's got in mind, and I don't know what kind of hocus-pocus he wants to play with the Constitution, but the rule that they're trying to, that they were trying to use doesn't go with, in terms of forgiveness of the student loans, doesn't go with the usual category of accepted capability of the executive branch. In short, what was given in that ruling was that only Congress has the power of the purse, not the executive, and you may not use any rigmarole of whatever type to change that. You want to change the law? You do it the way you're supposed, the way you're normally supposed to. These things are not as such open to suggestions or the ideology that if I think this, then it's true, doesn't hold water. It's not something that you can put into law without making a change in the law itself. And the power of the purse belongs to Congress and Congress alone. I would suggest that people that have the capability should put their stuff together in such a manner that these laws, these rules, can't be messed with. Now, I notice that the static is coming again. I hope nobody got knocked off, but they're trying to go around Congress on the power of the purse. That won't fly, I hate to tell you. Now, the EPA has overstepped their authority considerably in terms of water pollution. They think that it's something where it should be illegal to be put in a position to make up your own laws as you go along. That shit won't fly, I hate to tell you. And some people in Congress need to take action. Very simple. And yet they haven't so far, but it's coming, I'm sure. The interesting part about all of this is that people are trying to change things that are, first of all, in the Constitution, which is going to be hard to change the Constitution, and also are a part of the constitutional law that we abide by. You can run all this if you want against whomever. Mark Levin would be a person that you might bounce something off of. just be ready to catch when he hits the ball back to you. The thing about what's going on is that these hits, and they just keep on coming, are a result of the ideology that a given group of individuals can, just by thinking that it's available, change the manner of life that we have in this great country. Now, when I came back from Vietnam, once upon a time, a long time ago, things didn't seem quite right. Well, I partied around. I come off a hospital boat and went to Fort Benning, Georgia to finish out my tour of duty. And the freaky part about it was that when I got out, when I got loose or had finished my tour of duty, my obligation, I come home, got a job, and things just did not seem right. And I thought, that's strange. And there's something really strange going on. So I kept my ear to the ground and kept listening and trying to figure out what it was. Now, I never did quite figure out what it was until recently. Now, you got to remember, that's back in around 1969, a long time ago. And it struck me funny at that point that there was something going on, that there was some kind of strange changes that had been made somewhere or another that nobody seemed to know about. Well, I asked a bunch of people, and nobody knew. Of course, I didn't know very many people back then. I wasn't trying to do anything one way or the other. But it came about that there was a group of people, and it's pretty much the same group, and it's the same small group that thinks they are in charge of and have dominion over the people of the United States. I cannot, in good conscience, put up with that. These people, I have some ideas as what should be done to them and what should be done about the situation. However, I don't know. I don't see very many people doing much anything one way or the other. So, what I'm going to say is that you need to find a place. All right? Doesn't matter what the place is in terms of specifics one way or the other. But it needs to be handled in such a manner that we form, and now when I say we, I'm saying we the people. All right. The group of us known as we the people need to take care of business. And the business at hand is not exactly the nicest thing in the world to deal with. Therefore, I am going to suggest that somebody out there with military leadership experience form extraction groups and start taking these people down, drag them out of their office, kicking and screaming or whatever. If they pull a gun, execute them on the spot. Very simple. I mean, you know, you want violence? Well, can't help it. there's going to be that or major civil war. Now, if somebody is doing some sort of effort and actions such as extraction units, et cetera, then we won't have a civil war. They'd be cheering us on from the sidelines. Now, the thing about cheering us on from the sidelines that's so absolutely neat is that we are a people who have been born, bred, raised on freedom. The freedom of individuals, the freedom of parents, here to the parental rights. That's a federal law. Look it up. it takes the rights of the state away from the state and hands it, signed, sealed, delivered in a pretty little pink bow to the parents. Parents determine. bear this in mind. I mean, you look it up. The law is there. Parents determine what the manner is in which their children will be raised. If there's something in there they don't like, woke, critical race theory, whatever, and they tell them no, then they need to adhere to that. And the problem with adherence is that they don't think anybody's going to do anything. That's first. Secondly, and they think that anybody that does anything, the parents that visit teachers' conferences, parent teachers, PTA, they have been designated as terrorists. Well, I would look at the agency that, and agencies, if it's more than one, that have figured out that supposedly we are some kind of putty in their hands and can be changed into whatever they figure they want. That ain't the case. If somebody said and announced on radio or TV or whatever that this nation was going to go communist, how many people would go with that? Would you put up with it? I know a whole bunch that wouldn't, and it is a large group. So those who are supposedly in power, the oligarchs and big boys and all this stuff, you got a problem. There's like 200 million. Think about that very carefully. 200 million of us, and the majority is armed. The majority doesn't want to put up with horse hockey any longer. Most people just want to simply live their lives and not be molested in the process. And the trouble is that you're going out of your way to molest the life and lives of those involved. The specific easy way is to go after the kids. Well, there's a problem with that one, a big problem with that one. You go after the kids, don't be surprised if there's a bunch of parents show up and drag you kicking and screaming out of your office until you don't come back. Don't be surprised. These people have had more than enough. They're not willing to put up with the horse hockey any longer. And you guys have been putting out horse hockey like it's going out of style. And the going after children, a small kid wants to be a kid. They want to explore. They want to experience. But they do not need some sort of hard and heavy Marxist propaganda stuffed in their mind. And I'll give you a heads up. If I hear one of my grandkids being subjected to this horse manure that you're putting out, I'm going to pay you a visit. Don't matter if I got to travel several states over or whatever to get there. I'm going to pay you a visit, and we're going to get to the bottom of it the hard way if necessary. I don't think that's necessary, but you never know. Now, the problem of making children sex slaves, put them in bags in foreign, some foreign countries and other nice things that they do. Where does it end? Well, you're going to bag them and then you're coming after us. Is that the? I think that's the ideal. we have an extraordinary heat wave, and I'm going to ask on open radio, E.T., turn the heat down. This is ridiculous, and you can turn it down below what it is. It doesn't have to be that hot, and you know it, and I know it. And please, I'm asking, please take care of business. Well, E.T. has helped me in the past on several different occasions to locate things, to actually disable things. some of the machines, and I want you to understand, it's machines. It's not entities. It's not people or ETs. This technology to control the weather, and there used to be a platform I used to go to called Weather Wars, and believe me, oh, they kept everything on that particular website as to what the Weather Wars were all about. You don't get rain here, or you get way too much over here, or whatever it may be. All of this needs to be moderated. Hello, E.T., and you got the capability to do it, I know. So, the crux of it is very simple. We don't have most of the, they won't admit that they have the capability of any kind of control, dealing with that sort of thing. And so, consequently, nobody does anything about it. And so, what is the end result? Well, we have an end result staring us in the face. And that portion of things that's staring us in the face is not pretty. I'm sure by now, most everybody and their mother-in-law has heard of Agenda 21, population reduction, and all that sort of. Well, if you cut the food supply and the water supply of a population off, what are they going to do? Well, if they're still able, they're going to pack up a few things, get up and get out. They're going to take off. And why are they going to do that? Well, can't live in a place that ain't got food and water. Pretty simple. And they're going to try to force everybody through starvation techniques and other means to leave. And I don't know about you, but maybe we could band together, and there's ways to get a hold of us, in such a manner that they can no longer deny and ignore what's going on. Now, there are laws that have been passed that are going to be rescinded. Now, when you go about rescinding things in a realistic manner, what you actually do is remove these people from office. When that's done, or when that's accomplished, it changes everything in terms of the amount of things that can be done in terms of what they can do to protect what they've got. Now, what they've got is they've got major controls of varying types, saying that some things can't be changed. They're saying that the state laws are absolute. They're not. When anybody and I don't give a shit who it is, violates the Constitution in what they're doing. And that generally includes, but is not limited to, unconstitutional laws. Then you get into a problem, and that problem is that these people don't seem to understand that we don't have to put up with that. We're not obligated to abide by what an individual thinks should be done, but rather what the Constitution states is what can be done. There's several things that have come to light, as far as I'm concerned, over the past few years that show the manner in which things have got to be accomplished. And you can't just do anything you want. You hear that, Mr. Biden? And whoever it is that's controlling him, his handlers, you can't do it. It is stated in the Constitution that the power of the purse belongs to the House of Representatives. And so far, the House of Representatives have not given control over to the states. So, what is the next thing that can happen? Well, it's pretty simple, actually. The next thing that can happen is putting those people who would object and who would be thinking they are immune. There's a whole bunch of things that can be taken care of, but the basics, the realities are something different than what people think they can get away with. Now, I've got a an article that comes from one of my gun books, and it's about gun rights, but it's also about the state of the nation. And I'm going to scan that into my computer and see if I can't put that out on, like, Facebook and places of that nature. I'm going to put it on my website, on the Facebook page we've got, that is. There is too much right now at stake to allow anybody to run loose or run roughshod over things that they have no clue of. You cannot be against the United States, country that I happen to love and I happen to be living in, and think you can get away with it. It don't work that way. Problems that are going to come up with the things that we need to deal with are coming to a head. Now, I had a list of four stages, and those four stages start out with tribal. That's where a group of people, related or not, get together and form a tribe. Just that simple. When you get a whole bunch of people, the tribe gets bigger. When you have the capability of running a state, it becomes a dynasty. Ooh. That's where they're at now. They're trying to form a dynasty. The next level, we're going up the ladder. You end up with a kingdom. Great Britain is a good example of that. You have a kingdom or a king in charge, a ruler in charge, and they stipulate everything. Now, you got to remember that when you become a dynasty, those decisions are beginning to be made. The kingdom picks up on it and runs with it. If, and this is a big if, it ain't very nice, but when you get to a certain point, you end up with what is known as an empire. Now, Moody Blues, a rock group that I happen to really believe in, is concise in their estimation of condition. One of those things that they stipulate is that lovely to see you, my good friend. The song, beginning of a an album. Tell us what you've seen in faraway and forgotten lands where empires have turned back to sand. that stipulates that empires and you can look at it in a whole bunch of different ways. Empires are not something that you should play with, because an empire is ruled usually by one cutthroat mother, and what he says goes. You go against him, and you end up like the people that took issue with blasphemy and nasty things against Allah. Ooh, they stoned that guy to death. Think about that very carefully. Now, you think protests here, you get locked up. Okay, whoopity-doo. Here's the problem with that. That don't mean squat. They didn't really penalize you. They didn't cut your fingers off or crush your feet and hobble you. You didn't get anything nasty, really nasty, done to you. Now, do you understand the difference? And in many places, and this is, you know, freaky as you want to get, in many places right now around the world, in countries that are Muslim, you might be subject to Sharia law. And Sharia law ain't nice. People want Sharia law are the people that don't have anything to back it up with. They don't have anything. The people... They don't have anything to use with that edict that you can't blaspheme, you cannot say Allah was in the outhouse. There's certain things that you cannot do. And there are people in this country who think that they can protest anything, to any extent, anywhere. That ain't how it works anymore. Well, that creeping Marxist absolutist oligarch rule has come here, and they're trying to implement it, oh, badly. Now, first, they're trying to break the bank. That's what all these expenditures are about. The second part of it that really screws things around is that it's not, and a lot of people make this mistake, it is not any one group, race of people that does that is doing these things. This is this is a part where it gets sticky. You can't have true freedom of speech without the consequences. And the consequences are funky. The consequences are that they stone you to death. That's one that's taken place recently. You want to get into the basics of it? It goes back to, and this doesn't have anything to do with religion, it goes back to going against the power that is the absolute or dictator of that particular region, country, or area. You go against the big guy. Oh, you remember what Hunter said? Look at things in the wrong way. You have greater freedoms here than you got anywhere else. So what's the deal? The deal is simple. This is our last stand. This is the Alamo. Now, a certain general didn't do very well because he was an idiot. That's what I said. You heard me very plainly. And that idiot, not only did he split his forces, they weren't armed correctly. Oof. So anyway, they lost Texas and a great portion of Mexico, known as California, among other things. If you go and rally against the police, they might, at the worst, fill your face full of pepper spray or throw tear gas at you or some such as that. In the process, maybe take you to jail. But you're not in a position of being able to realize stoning to death, fingers chopped off, or whatever. That is not there any longer. But everywhere else, it's growing. And the reason it's growing is because when you have absolute power, you absolutely can do anything you want. And that's what they're after. Now, the second part of this is financial. I just touched on that just briefly a minute ago. We hit it again. They're looking to break the bank, quite literally. This is why I suggest to the House of Representatives that they get up off of their fat posteriors and stand up to these so-called wonder kids and put them in their place. Now, as I said, they supposedly the ruling of having the federal government play games with social platforms like Facebook, and et cetera, was a no-no, and it was overruled. Overruled by who? I think they better get their stuff together real quick. Okay, this is what we need to find out about. You cannot understand unless you've seen what it takes to be a subject. You don't have the clue as to what that really means until you have been subject. And the way you become subject is you go to certain areas where there is no control such as what we've got, constitutional republic. Whoa. Well, they supposedly overruled that. Now, that's a problem that that we're going to have to rectify, but it's a crock of horse hockey. There is no overrule a constitution. If you overrule the constitution, all bets are off. Make sure you got lots of ammo and a place to hide out and something that's bulletproof to protect yourself with, because you're going to need it. Why do I say that? Because that's when Civil War comes loose. And the problem with Civil War is that it's usually based on ideas. If you have an idea that's contrary to something else, then, and only then, do you go to war over it. Now, in other words, keeping the idea of civil war in perspective, you don't have the individual right to do this, but as a group, you might be able to do something and get away with it. And the problem with that is that there are a whole bunch of dictators out there. They want to dictate their small group or whatever. And yet they don't want to relinquish any of their power or any of their control. They want to absolutely rule, and that's it. And nobody best get in the way. So you want to see what happens to a protester? Go to somewhere like Turkey or whatever. Go over to the Middle East, where you have predominantly Muslims, and start talking trash about Allah, and see how long you last. They might chop you up for fish bait. They might just put you in the worst kind of prison in the world for life. cut your fingers, you know. You told five lies. Okay. You want toes or fingers? What do you mean? You surrender a toe or a finger for each one of the lies. Ooh, yeah, gets serious, gets personal, gets radical. Well, I am a radical conservative, and radical conservatives don't put up with horse hockey. anybody don't know what horse hockey is? I would imagine most people know what a road apple is. And you get a hockey stick and you play with it. Just that simple. That's horse hockey. That's what this is. That's what this is. It's a game of excrement. Let's put it that way. Now, fun and games. Ooh, you think that the world's going to hell in a handbasket, and you haven't gotten involved, you got nothing to say. You hear me very carefully. You got nothing to say about it. You can't tell me I don't have freedom of speech. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to say something that's going to change it? Are words the answer to the problem? The answer is no, all the way around. We are going to have extraction squads. And think about this. Transportation to any one of the prisons that have been closed for lack of use. Turn the lights on. Crank that mother up. Get a person that can cook. Stick them in the kitchen. Get a group of guys that want to be security. And stick that thing, stick them in there until it gets full. What happens next? Well, next is pretty simple. Next is when you have filled one, you open another one, and you keep filling them. Now, there is a place out in the desert, southwest, and I understand it is cooking out there, where individuals can be housed. They got a great big razor wire fence around that place, and a bunch of tents inside, and you get to play sweat your whatever's off in a tent. That's where these oligarchs are going to go for temporary holding. They won't be there more than, I will estimate a month at the most. And that would be for serious cases that nobody is really sure what to do with. And if the situation is too nasty, well, they take them out of there and execute them. Think about that. Think about the people that supposedly want to be in charge, are demanding to be put in charge, and think about what happens when you start executing them. Ooh, that's serious, man. That's serious. You know, it's like the chicken and the pig talking about breakfast. And chicken says, "What do you want for breakfast?" And pig says, "I don't know." And the chicken looks at the pig and says, "How about ham and eggs?" And he says, "Now, wait a minute. You want me to get involved?" Well, guess what? You're going to have to put your skin in the game. There's no two ways around it or about it, or there are no alternatives. We either start cutting them off, and I do mean that literally, and putting them in their place on a permanent level, or we lose the country. Now, do you want to be like Turkey? Oh, Allah sucks. Come over and chop your hand off. Cut your vocal cords or whatever they decide to do. So, you know, this is what you are looking at. Do you want to be subject to that sort of rule? If not, then it's time to stand up and not just speak out. You don't have to say a word. You need to be armed. I would suggest body armor. And we'll go start collecting these miscreants. I'm trying real hard to be nice. And believe me, it ain't easy. When somebody takes something you love, butchers and rapes it, that torques my cookies. That tightens my jibs up. That makes me madder than hell. And if you're madder than hell and you won't take it anymore, oh, my. Somebody said, go over and open up the window and holler out there. I'm a human being, and I've had enough, and I ain't taking this shit anymore. Yeah, you've heard it. You've seen it. But here's the thing. Did all of these words, all of these sayings, all these cute little innuendos, have any of them done any good or really changed anything? The answer is no. And the reason it hasn't is because these people that are running that horse hockey routine don't feel like we are for real. They don't take this stuff seriously. They don't think we're going to grab anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, do it underground. Do it in such a manner that nobody can find you. And make sure, most of all, make sure that there is no way for them to find out who did what to who, who's responsible, who's leading what. And make sure that you are incommunicado. Be sure that you do not fall into the trap that most people have fallen into. Because most people, the Matrix has got you. What's the Matrix? Matrix is all that stuff that you don't need to put up with. This is all of the, I'm going to say you, some get-ems and goodies. and you, most people don't think that this really means anything. And yet it means a lot. And I'm going to I'm gonna play a song right now, and I want everybody to think about the words involved in it and what it says. It is not, it's not something that you need to ignore. It's something you need to listen to. And this is only one of many that are available. So if you can grit your teeth and bear with me, I think you'll like the song.
Thank you.
My goodness. Now, did you listen to the words? You don't have any place to run to anymore. And, you know, the situation has become untenable. That means you can't handle it. That means that it's not something that can be kept in force. Well, what happens to that? It should be fairly simple and pretty obvious to everybody, and that is you go out there on our own, put it together, get some extraction squads. You can have more than a squad. Don't get me wrong. Get as many as you can together and start taking these mothers down. They need to go. There's a bunch of them that think it's cute to be disciplined. I can think of one, a little fat boy by the name of Adam Schiff. You could drag him out anytime he felt like it, and there'd be probably be some people wanting to help. What you got to realize is that it's not a situation where we can let it go any longer. Now, if somebody needs technical advice on extraction teams, you can get in touch with me through Gale of Gia. I'll look at your email and go from there. I've tried to contact a couple people that left me messages or something, and it didn't work too well. But that's not Gail's fault. Ain't her website, and that's not her email or any of that. These people just simply weren't available at the time. So what you've got to understand is we don't have no wiggle room anymore. There isn't any. and, you know, when you get to the point of no return, then what? You turn around and come back. That's all you got. That's all the gas you got. Or you keep on trucking. And I would suggest that we start keeping on trucking. And my reason for saying that is real, real simple. I need you to spread this thing like a dose of salt opens things up. Well, let's spread this like free beer. Let's spread this like somebody wants to toke off that joint kind of deal. Let's make sure everybody and their mother-in-law hears about it to the extent that something gets done. Like I said, if you need my expert advice, I can help you with that. And yet, as I said, go through Gale of Gia's website so I can determine whether to answer your email or not. In the meantime, if you ain't got a gun, food, water, and a place to hide out, you may be in trouble. But do me the favor of going out there, and I've said this a lot of times, and get her done.